2013, no doubt, was a dream season. Great accomplishments, the goodwill in this community, and topping it off with the Southern League Championship. Those are one in a lifetime type of accomplishments. Some of those things are. Now, we hope to win a championship again, but Ballpark of the Year and Organization of the Year and the other awards as well, that's not something you get every year. But we look at 2013 more of as building a solid foundation of what we want to accomplish at Regents Field.
After such a successful year, what do you do to keep that momentum going? It seems like an almost impossible feat.
One thing I told our staff about 3 weeks following the 2013 season, I was here in 1994 and Michael Jordan was here. And I remember going from 1994 to 1995. Now, of course, Jordan was here the entire season in 1994, and it was certainly one of those seasons where it was off the charts. The baseball and sports world focused on Michael Jordan and the Birmingham Barons. I mean, he was obviously a superstar at that point. It was so special, and it was so similar to last year, and it generated so much excitement and enthusiasm and being able to go to Barons games and that level of enjoyment. So transitioning from 94 to 95, it was admittedly for me, selfishly, it was a letdown. So knowing that experience of going from 94 to 95, I look at it as very similar from going to 13 to 14, and that we really have to stay focused, look at 2013 as something that we want to continue to build on. And I think you're seeing that same level of excitement and enthusiasm. People want to come out and really enjoy Barons baseball at Regents Field in 2014.
Now that you are in this more prominent location, in this field that is doing so much to bring people downtown, how does that change what the team means to the community?
You know, I think that we're seeing it. You know, you see people wearing Barons merchandise wherever. I think that that civic pride, you know, the way people see us and the way people see downtown and Railroad Park and the Parkside and Good People Brewing Company and all the other bars or restaurants or other developments that are occurring all around us, there's no doubt that all these things, people are starting to really feel comfortable and wanting to come back downtown and really be excited about it.
Moving on to the actual game of baseball, who are some of the new players for us to look at for this season?
Well, you know, the great thing about minor league baseball is that you're always going to have a lot of familiar faces that return to us, and you're going to have a lot of new ones along the way as well. You know, first, our coaching staff, they do a great job. You know, Julio Vinas, our manager, is returning, and the team that we have is really, you know, a combination of guys who were part of that championship team last year and then new ones as well. And, you know, we have a really good team. We're really excited about this team. I think that, you know, in talking with them, obviously they're really excited about the coattails of what we completed last year. They're excited about a fresh new season. And, you know, the thing about minor league baseball, you never know how long you're going to have these guys. You know, last year was certainly a very special, unique season. In the end, it was about four players of ours that went up to Chicago and was playing with the White Sox at the end of the season, which is not very common.
I'm sure there are some unique challenges that come with running a team that is a feeder for the White Sox, because you will inevitably lose some of your best players every year.
No doubt. And, you know, that's what you always say. You know, last year we lost a lot of players. So you're a victim of your own success. We understand, you know, that's just part of the cycle of professional baseball, and we ultimately want to see all these guys, you know, succeed at the major league level and allow them to accomplish their dreams, and for us to brag that Frank Thomas played here and Robin Ventura and Reggie Jackson and Raleigh Fingers, they all played here, and we're all proud that they were members of the Birmingham A's or Barons during their career.
Well, I don't want to take up much more of your time, but who is your favorite, the hot dog, the chef, or the taco?
That's a great question. You know, the great thing about the mascot race that we've done moving downtown, you know, obviously we looked at all of our operation and we really wanted to dial up and raise the bar when it came to our in-game promotions. And you look at, you know, some of the great things that other major league teams do. The infamous sausage race in Milwaukee, the president race in Washington, D.C. And we wanted to provide that to the Barons fans out here at Regents Field. So we went to the same company that manufactured those costumes and manufactured the hot dog, taco, and chef. And, you know, I'm going to have to go with the chef. I like the chef for some reason. Maybe it's a tie between the taco and the chef. Those two guys are great. The hot dog's a little bit too much mustard on the hot dog for me.